Hi, thank you for calling the NEC helpline. This is Carolina on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you're transferring?
Brittany Williams.
Perfect. Brittany Williams. Hi, Brittany. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Perfect. Again, this is Carolina on a recorded line. Did you want to see if you met the criteria to participate in the NEC lawsuit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And have you had any attorney help you out with this, or have you signed any paperwork with them?
No, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And what was it that the baby was diagnosed with? Was it the necrotizing enterocolitis?
It was.
Okay, sweet. I'm so sorry to hear
that. You said that so well.
And what injuries did the baby sustain? Does the baby still have any ongoing intestinal conditions, any scarring, anything like that?
Yes, he still has stomach imbalance issues.
Okay. And do you
he
have
still, it actually takes a liquid, he takes liquid gentamicin.
Mm-hmm.
He still takes that now.
Okay. Do you have any medical records showing the diagnosis?
So I do have medical records. They're in my attic. I put them up, but I mean,
okay.
That was 7-ish years ago. But I have them in my attic.
Okay, sounds good. And when was it that the baby was diagnosed?
On March the 30th of 2017.
Okay, March 30th, 2017. And was he diagnosed with NEC after being given the formula?
Yes.
Okay. And how long was he being fed the formula before he was diagnosed?
It was I would say a couple of days. In the beginning, he was just vomiting, so they had, like, yellow vomit. So they were just kind of, like, watching him, you know, just for the baby and stuff. And
yeah.
Then they ended up doing a CT and stuff. I want to say around maybe 2 to 3 days after he was
okay.
on the milk.
For, like, 2 to 3 days.
Or maybe that's when they brought it to my attention, like,
okay.
The most, or, you know, like, we're going to do tests and stuff and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, no worries. Do you remember where it was that he was diagnosed? What hospital?
Yeah, the same hospital I had him at, Grandview Medical Center. And that's in Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay. Birmingham, Alabama. Okay, I do see it. The Grandview Medical Center. And this was on Grandview Parkway?
Correct.
Okay. Great. Was this the same hospital where he was born? Was it during the same stay?
Yes.
Okay.
He stayed there the entire time.
Okay. Did he end up
until we were
NICU?
Discharged? Yes, ma'am. He
okay.
Stayed there almost six weeks, right at 6 weeks.
Okay. So he left at 6 weeks after being in the NICU?
Like the hospital as a whole?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. We didn't leave the hospital until May. I think we left May the 11th. So
okay.
We were in there for a while.
Yeah, so it was after the...
But he was in the NICU.
Got it.
For that time, though.
Okay. And do you remember the formula that he was given?
It was the Similac, the brand, the NeoSure.
Okay, yeah, the NeoSure. Okay. And is he and yourself both citizens of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how many weeks was he when he was born?
27.
27 weeks. Okay. Said he was diagnosed the 30th of March of 2017. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. And they ended up doing his procedures and stuff the next day on the 31st. But he was actually diagnosed on the 30th.
Okay. And when was he born?
February 21st, 2017.
Okay. February, you said that was the 21st?
Yes,
Okay.
221.17.
221.17. Perfect. And how old is he right now?
Seven.
Do you have the birth certificate as well?
I do.
Okay. And do you know if any other friends, family had babies that were also fed the same formula?
No, I don't actually know what actual. I know my friends use Similac, but I don't think that none of them used like the NeoSure or anything like
Okay.
that.
Okay, sounds good. If anyone does, you know, if you mention anything like this, you can always give them my contact information if their baby was affected. If not, then that's really good to hear. Okay. And then can you confirm your baby's gender for me?
Yeah, he's male.
Perfect. Okay. And what was his first name?
Carter, Carter.
Carter. Perfect. And his middle name?
Brayon. It's Brayon.
Okay. Again, that was Brayon.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what was Carter's last name?
So his last name's Hyphen. He has two last names. First last name is Swain, Swain. It's hyphen with Williams. My last name, Williams.
Okay. So there was Swain, Swain, and then it was dash, and then the Williams, Williams. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Did Carter have a suffix to his name? Is he a junior?
No.
Okay. And do you know his social?
Actually, I do. I save it in my lock thing in my notes in my phone. Hold on.
Take your time.
Like they changed everything with these updates on the phones. So now it's like hard to find your own stuff.
Yeah.
Carter's social is 402-95-9338.
Okay, so that was 402-95-9338.
Yes.
Okay, great. And then I have your first name, Brittany, spelled Brittany. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and then same last name, Williams. Did you have a middle name?
My middle initial is N.
Okay, the letter N as in Nancy.
Yes.
Okay, and did you have a suffix to your name?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and what was your marital status?
Single.
Okay,
Not married.
can you confirm your gender for me as well?
Female.
Female. And date of birth?
6/4/94.
Okay, again, that was 6/4/1994.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and your social?
429-87-7736.
Okay, again, that was 429-87-7736.
Yes.
Cool. And Brittany, did you have an email that you used?
Yes, it's my first and last name without the S. So it's Brittany William at iCloud.com.
Okay. And it's all lowercase?
Yes.
Okay. So Brittany William at iCloud.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And again, this phone number 256-267-9384. Is this the best one to reach you?
Yes.
Okay, great. And what was your address?
621 White Oak Circle, and
Okay.
that's Lincoln, Alabama, 35096.
Okay. I got 621 White Oak Circle, Lincoln, Alabama, 35096.
Yes.
Okay. And was there an apartment number?
No.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And Brittany Williams, is that what it says on your birth certificate?
Yes.
Okay. Again, you said it was an N as the middle initial?
Yes, ma'am.
I think it might require the full middle name. Do you mind sharing?
Oh, that's fine. It's Nicole.
Okay. Nicole.
Yep,
Okay.
that's it.
Williams, perfect. And are you aware of any custody, parenting related issues of abuse, anything like that?
No.
Okay. And did you have any issues during pregnancy, any hypertensive disease, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping?
No.
Okay. And during the pregnancy, did you have tobacco use, illicit drug use, or HIV or AIDS?
No.
Okay, sounds good. Again, your baby, he was born premature, right?
Correct.
Okay, and he was born in Alabama as well?
Yes.
Okay. And I know you said he got diagnosed, and he was in the NICU for about 6 weeks. He was diagnosed in the NICU, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, not well, yeah, I guess, yeah, we were already in the NICU because
Okay.
the day after they ended up putting the NG tube and stuff down his throat.
I see. Okay. And when did he first get into the NICU? Was it as soon as he was born?
It wasn't. And the crazy thing is, I can't tell you an exact date, but I know that it had to be within the first week of him being born. Like the first 7 days of him being born, because I know that they didn't start feeding him until 2 days after he was born. And then I feel like that when he started noticing symptoms and stuff, it was maybe 2 to 3-ish days after that. So I'm going to say at least a week before we went to
Okay.
NICU.
Okay. And you said he was in there for about 6 weeks.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And what's the baby's name as it says on the birth certificate? Is that Carter Rayon Swain Williams, all in full?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And do you know how much he weighed when he was born?
Yep, I actually got a what's the name? Me and my sister were just talking about this. We did the little footprint things. He weighed 3 pounds and 5 ounces, I think it. I'm gonna look and see to make sure
Yeah.
I have his little card. Yep, it's 3 pounds, 5 ounces.
Okay. Sounds good. And did he start getting fed the formula right away?
It was 2 days later,
Okay,
2 days after he was born.
around the
On the
23rd.
second day. Yes.
Okay. Around the 23rd of February 2017. And when did he stop being fed? Was it when he was diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. So around the 30th of March is when
The
we're going to hear.
30th.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. It'll be around he was diagnosed on the 30th, so I would say around the 30th.
Okay. And when did you learn, that there was a connection between the baby formula and his symptoms? Was it on the 30th, or did you have a suspicion before?
So they were already talking about everything ahead of time. So we kind of thought that maybe it was a possibility that it could be that, but we weren't for sure until they did the test. So it's kind of like I kind of knew that it could possibly be that. And he also gave me some other options, but whenever they did the test and everything, then we realized that it was actually that the neck, how do you
Yeah.
say that word?
And when you had like a suspicion, how I'm sorry, around what time was that? Was that a couple weeks before he was diagnosed?
Are you saying when did I notice his symptoms?
Yeah, when did you think that it might have been the baby formula that was causing it?
I would say, yeah, about a couple of weeks after he started getting blood in his stool, and
Sorry.
they just started, and he was vomiting and every like he was vomiting and stuff like that. They put him on that the glindamycin antibiotic, but I want to say it was a couple of. It wasn't long. It wasn't
Okay.
long at all. They did it was a pretty fast process. Once they caught it, everything just kind of
Yeah.
went by fast. I would say about maybe a, I don't know, 2-ish weeks, maybe week and a half, week can. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't.
Yeah, no worries.
Sorry, I don't know. It's kind of hard to say like exactly. I don't remember like exactly how many days, and then I'm just trying to add up the days to say like okay, well that was a week, but.
If I put, for
I'm gonna say
example,
maybe it.
like mid-March, do you think it was around then when you kind of had an inkling?
Yeah, so that'd be about 2 weeks in. That
Yeah.
sounds about right.
Okay.
Or close enough if it's not exactly.
Yeah. Okay. And again, he was fed the formula in the hospital, right?
Yes, they gave us the formula. That was just the
Okay.
formula the doctor, I guess, wanted him to try out starting out.
Yeah.
That's just the formula that we were given to in the hospital.
Did he ever get fed breast milk before the formula or
No.
just straight away? Okay. And I know you mentioned that there was some vomit, some bloody stool. Do you know if he had any other sorts of symptoms, any trouble breathing or heart rhythm problems, maybe a swollen belly, anything like that?
He did have high fever. His fevers were pretty high.
Okay.
That's really the only thing I really remember. I mean, that's the only things that I can say that I was just like, and then were the main things was
Yeah.
he had blood in his stool. He was vomiting and it was like a yellowish color, so that was
Yeah.
concerning to them. And then his high fevers.
Yeah. Of course. And again, I'm so sorry. Do you have the medical records for all of this? I know you said you had it in your attic, and it's just required for me to ask one more time.
I have everything. I
Okay.
have everything from the day we were admitted into the hospital. Well, from the day that I came to the hospital to
Right.
be admitted to have him. So I have everything.
Perfect. 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 And if it was requested, how would you be able to provide these? By mail or electronically?
Either or, I guess. I'm pretty sure I
Okay.
could probably electronically would probably be
Yeah.
better.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that I could take pictures and email them, but it probably wouldn't be as clear.
Okay, that's okay. So electronically works best. And I know you said he was on some antibiotics. Did they do any other surgeries, anything similar?
Oh yeah. Well, they did do an NG tube. I told you that. I don't know if you heard me earlier.
Yeah.
They did end up having to put, that was the day after we diagnosed, they diagnosed him. That was the 31st. They put an NG tube down his throat so that he was able to eat, or he was able to get the nutrition
Right.
that he needed. They did do that. And they did another little test, and what it did is it pretty much went in and it just kind of removed the little affected part that was affected by the NEC.
Okay.
But it was, I could tell you, it's like I don't remember how to say it. It's laparotomy something. We
Yeah,
did some kind
the
of test
like
like
an
that. It's like a lap.
exploratory laparotomy. Okay.
Yes. That's it. And then he put him on the antibiotics after that. We did, till this day, he still, well, we do liquid antibiotics, but still to this day. But he's been on that antibiotic for forever. He did
Okay.
put him on antibiotics also as he was diagnosed the next day. He started the treatment for the antibiotics.
Okay, and he's still currently taking them?
Yes, not all the time. It's not 24/7, but we
Right.
have to use them at least. We have to use it a good bit.
Okay.
It's
Okay.
not something that it's a medicine that he has to take every single day.
Right,
But we
right.
do have to, like, if he gets back off, we do have to be like, hey,
Yeah.
we need some antibiotics.
Yeah. And when was the last time that he was treated for anything regarding the NEC?
So now it's kind of okay. That's a good. So let me just tell you how it is now. So now it's kind of like he was diagnosed as a child. So he always had the unbalanced abdominal problems. Like it's just something that it's kind of normal. It's not normal, but it's just a part of it now. So when he goes to his PCP and we go to his pediatrician and stuff, it's never really talked about like. Yeah, those abdominal problems. So I really think that they just still give him the antibiotics and just base it off of the NEC. But the last time that
Got
he was
it.
called in, he gets antibiotics every month. It's an automatic every 30 days. Even if he
Okay.
uses them, he doesn't use them, it doesn't matter. He gets them every 30 months. We don't have to call her. She
Okay.
automatically calls them in for us.
Got it. Okay, so he's still, regardless, taking those antibiotics.
Oh yeah, he
Okay.
has to.
Okay. Do you know the diagnosing doctor's name?
His name was Dr. Day. His first name was John Day, Day.
Dr.
And
John.
he was the gastro doctor up there.
Okay. And this was in Birmingham, Alabama still?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, I did find Mr. John Day. Okay, it's just gonna take 1 second for me to input his information, okay?
Okay.
Was he the same doctor that treated, by the way, or just diagnosed?
He treated. He did the NG tube and everything else afterwards. He did do
Okay.
the actual procedure for us.
Okay.
And he did the what we were just talking about, where they went in and they looked at it, the lapo.
The
But
laparotomy.
he did that also.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, was there any other abdominal surgery, I'm sorry, surgeries that were performed, or did he ever experience a swollen belly with discoloration?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Good to hear. Do you know the bell staging of his NEC? Do you remember if they mentioned it was like stage one, stage two, stage three, for example?
I really don't remember that. I'm not even gonna lie and say that it was one, because I don't even remember that
That's okay.
stage, nothing.
That's okay. Okay. Now we do request an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Sure, we can do my sister.
Okay. Perfect. And
Her
does your
name's
sister live with you?
Gabrielle G. Oh, I'm sorry. No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Again, you said that was Gabrielle.
Yes. Gabrielle.
And was she
Her last
William?
name's Williams.
Okay.
Yes. And her phone number is 256-267-9317.
Perfect. Okay. Do you have an address for her?
Yes, hold on. It is 176 Lewis Avenue, LEWIS.
Okay.
And it's Sylacauga, Sylacauga, Alabama, 35150.
Can you repeat the zip code?
35150.
Perfect. Okay. Okay, so you might hear a little bit of silence on my end, but I'm just going to verify your information super briefly, okay? It'll just take 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, I did just want to verify again this information with you. Again, you said it was Carter, Carter, Brayon, Brayon, and that was Swain, Swain dash Williams. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Again, you said yours was Brittany, Brittany, Nicole Williams, and you were born, let's see, June 4th of 1994.
Yes.
Okay. Now I have your social as 429-877736 and Carter's as 402-959338. Does that sound correct? Okay. I have address here 621 White Oak Circle in Lincoln, Alabama.
Yep,
Is that
that's right.
all correct? Okay. Okay, now what I am going to do is I'm just going to send a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
That like where you send something and then like I saw it like via like e-signature
Yeah.
type thing.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly right. Perfect. Again, I'm just gonna send this briefly. Do you prefer a text message or an email with the link?
Let's do text message only because earlier when he was trying to, the guy that I talked to on the phone
Right.
before you that connected me to you, he was having a hard time sending the email. So let's just do it through the text message.
Okay. No worries. Okay, now I am getting it ready on my end. Okay, just 1 second, bear with me. Okay, you said the number to text is 256-267-9384.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I did send that out just now. Let me know when you receive that.
Hey, I got it.
Okay, perfect. And then I am going to stay on the line just in case you have any issues. You could just let me know, and I'd be more than happy to walk you through that.
Wait, I messed up. I think you'll have to resend me the message because I accidentally declined the SMS message. Sorry.
No worries. I can resend it on my end. Just one sec. Okay. I just resent it. Do you see that?
Hold on, I'm sure it's coming. Wait, it's not coming yet. Hold on. Or it hasn't came yet.
Okay.
I got the other one quick.
Okay, I can resend it just one more time. Okay, yeah, it says because the consent wasn't given, I can't resend it to the same phone number, but I can do it to your email now.
That'll
do you
work.
Want to give the
email
a try?
It.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Can you repeat your email for me one more time? It was just Brittany William at iCloud, right?
Yes, without the S on the end of William.
Okay. Just take one second. Okay, I just sent this one. It should be popping up in your email now.
I don't know. It's just going really, really slow.
Oh, let me see. Yeah, that's odd. You got it open though? Like you saw it
Yeah,
coming?
I got the email. It's just
Okay.
loading really, really slow.
Yeah, I see it hasn't even been fully open. I think it is still loading. I'm sorry about that. Does it have anything for you on the screen or is it just loading?
It's just loading. Like I opened up the view documents and it's
Right.
the DocuSign is loading.
Okay.
Hold on, I think it's working now.
Okay, it says it's viewed now, so I can see that it was open. I'm sorry if it takes a while.
You're fine. I think that. Yeah, okay, I got it now. Okay, good. It's all. I mashed finish and now it's loading again.
Okay. Let's see. I'll let you know when I do receive it.
You can come back here. It's still loading. I don't know what you're doing and why it's taking so long, but it's still loading.
Okay, no worries.
It let me find everything in Mash Finish, and now it's just taking a little second. I guess so.
Okay, well, in the meantime, I do want to let you know that I'm going to send a text message. It's going to have my contact information, the law firm's contact information. Now, I wouldn't recommend reaching out within the next 48 hours. It takes them a while to process the paperwork, get you in their system. But once they do process your information, they're going to give you a quick call. They're just going to verify some information. It should be a pretty short call. And then from there, if you have any case-related inquiries, you could just reach out to them or myself. And besides that, I don't see that on there. Is your screen still loading? You said you pressed finish and it's just loading.
Yeah, it still has the loaded little circles on it.
Okay. No worries.
Let me try to go back out of it and go back in and see if that'll work. All right, let me try this one more time. Just see if it'll. Okay, I mashed finish again, so hopefully it'll work this time.
Okay, perfect. Again, I'll let you know when I do receive it. It should come in quickly, so I'll let you know.
It's still loaded. I'm not sure what it's doing now.
Okay, no worries. Again, you just, is it, you press the finish and then it's just like a little circle that's loading?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, no worries.
It's just a little circle that keeps rotating around and around.
Okay, well, we can give it a minute or two. You know, it's kind of slow sometimes.
I wonder if it just the service today. I don't know. That's crazy. It's not even twirling anymore. It just stopped.
I see. Yeah, I haven't received it on my end. What we can do, Brittany, is I can always call back in a little bit if it hasn't loaded on my end. Does that work?
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'll make sure to return the call, and I can do it in about 15 minutes if it hasn't loaded in. I know it just takes a while sometimes.
Maybe it'll go faster whenever I get off of the phone. Maybe
no,
it'll
I actually
go ahead and turn through.
It. Yeah, that's so funny. I did just receive it. Again, I got this text message out to you. I just sent it. It'll have my contact information, the law firms. And besides that, thank you for your patience today, Brittany. I hope you have a great day, okay?
Thank you, you too.
Of course. Bye-bye.